Well, John Joe, two big hurls over, Kilcoa and Oma, and another hurl tomorrow?
Just as big a one, I would say. The last two are fairly tough games, and we're looking this one to be no different. After their performance against Scotstown, you can't underrate them. I suppose, like ourselves, they have a smattering of county men, and quite a few other good players as well that you mightn't just be as familiar with because of the fact they haven't been playing for the county, but they'll take a bit of watching now.
Yeah.
I suppose from that point of view, we're maybe starting off on an even keel, and that they have quite a few lads that played county football, we have a few as well, so we'll see how it goes.
Obviously, you know, the two opening games were against two pretty experienced championship teams in Ulster, Kilcoo and Oma to a lesser extent. Kilcar don't have that experience.
Well, that's, I suppose, one thing you could take from it, but having said that, they came up to Clonus to play Scotstown and they showed no fear. They got off to a bad start. It didn't upset them. They got into the swing of things and they really done away with Scotstown. So, you know, we can't by any manner or means let them get their tails up early in this game and get well ahead of us, because if they do, they'll go on to win the match. So Kilcar's running game now is very, very good, and there's a good understanding between their footballers, and they'll take a bit of watching.
Yeah. And tell me, obviously, your success over the years has been built on a solid defence and breaking from the back, and you know your half-backs and midfielders score nearly as much as your forwards.
Well, we have a fair coverage of scorers in any game, you know, maybe 9 or 10 people score, like just as you say. We're not always dependent on the forwards. The boys come through from the back line and from midfield and can take scores, and you know that's good that you have that spread of scorers. You're not dependent on one. I just wouldn't want to say who's going to win it.
Tell me, in terms of your preparations in the last couple of weeks, how have they gone?
They've went well. I suppose last week we'd done a wee bit more serious training. This week has been lightweight stuff, you know, there's really no need for it, just keeping the boys going, and a bit of warm-up and a bit of shooting practice. That's basically as much as we've done this week, so we're hoping they'll be fresh, and they'll need to be fresh.
Yeah. And of course you had no interference from hurling since for the last
couple. No, the hurling's quiet at the minute now. That's good from the point of view of, you know, having these 8 or 9 dual players in the team. So it's given them a chance to recuperate, and they're all raring to go.
I know Paul Bradley hasn't appeared in the Ulster Championship, and I think he's out again for this evening's game. How otherwise are you fixed?
Everybody else is fit now. As you say, Paul got a knock in the Derry Championship, didn't pass much remarks on it, but felt the effects of it later that week, and he's just been downhill since. Trapped nerve was causing a problem, and there's very little power in his foot. He can walk with it, but you know, he's going to have an operation Monday coming now to see if he gets his trapped nerve released.
And
everybody else is good.
And I know his absence has maybe made you think, and maybe given you options, and you've kind of opted for a couple of different formations.
We're lucky enough in that we can look into the subs bench and have options. We still have good cover for all over the field, for midfield, for the defence and for the forward line. So, you know, thankfully, that's the case, and we're not afraid to bring other men in that haven't been getting a chance, and we know that they'll do a job for us.
Who's in the running to come in?
Well, really, I suppose the man that will line out for him and Paul's place at Santa quarters is young Shane McGuigan. He'd done that against Kilcoo as well, and against Oma. And Cormac Doherty, I suppose, and Ronan Bradley. Ronan Bradley would be the man that would have been losing out when Paul was available. So Ronan's a full cousin of Paul's and the brother of Sammy's, who's known as Christopher Bradley's. And he'd be the man that's coming in there to fill the space, although he'd be playing wing half forward.
And tell me, does Kilcar pose the kind of threat that maybe would tempt you to maybe change your formation, to change your style, or...?
Not really. It might make us think about who marks who, and we have thought about that, and we have that sorted out as far as we can, and we'll see how it works on the field. No, it will not change very much from our normal style of play. You have the three McHughes for a start, and you have McGinley at midfield, and you have the two McBeardys up front, and that's just names that I'm familiar with. Like, they have other men there in the forward line that, you know, are quite capable as well. So I suppose over the past number of years, as you have said there previously, our defence is a big part of our team, and we have men that can go out and do a man marking job and can play a bit of football as well. So we hope that, you know, they'll be fit to level that situation out at the very least.
And as we said, have jumped two big hurdles, capable of jumping this one?
Well, you never know. As I say, the other two teams we didn't know about because we had played them before and we knew what it was going to be. This is a bit of an unknown territory, albeit we have watched them against Scotstown. It's hard to draw a conclusion just other than that they were good, and they were very good in time. So we'll be getting into the game under no illusions that it's going to be any easier than the Omagh or Kilkoo game.